It is time for This Week in the Lakeville Journal. I've got to do this here. Let me get over here because I moved things around. There, that should work. We have got Cynthia, who is in our middle studio.
All good morning, by herself. I hate
good morning,
that
Cynthia.
Song. We're calling it TLJ from now on.
TLJ, that's right. Well, the biggest the one, and now we've got Janet Manko as well. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
We're calling her JM.
The biggest one, which Jill and I always laughed at when they did it, when the Tribune Corporation
became Trunk.
Trunk. And Jill and I said, like a year and a half ago when that happened, Trunk? How long is that going to last? Well, guess what? It's back to the road.
You could see that between that and the video that Trunk released.
It was
just like, hello?
I'd love to have been a fly on the wall in the meeting where they decided that.
I'm going also, I was buzzing around the meeting where they decided to take everybody's information and put it all in one place.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyway. Let us go to the Lakeville Journal. And purple in front, of course, domestic violence. You have one of the major stories on the front page about their vigil and what Women's Support Services does to help us in this area.
Right, and Women's Support Services is based here in Sharon, a nonprofit that provides shelter and legal counseling and support for women and men who have been in domestic abuse situations. And every year they ask us if we'll do a purple banner, and we try to help out with that. And then the vigil, the annual vigil, which is held in different towns every year, was held in Cornwall. Actually, last Tuesday, I think, right as we were just coming off deadline. And it was a horribly, horribly rainy day. And a lot of people made it out, including my reporter, and braved the storms. But also, you know, as Deb Alexinas, our reporter, said, you know, also the shame of going out and sharing your story, which is very, very hard for people. I think we can't underestimate that. But a beautiful photo that she took, and also a very moving annual event.
All right. Another story, which is Cynthia and I were talking about one of the accidents that we didn't find out about, which we should have.
Yeah.
The amount of fatal crashes since May is just staggering in this area.
Yeah, and I would say, not to be morbid as I can be, but you know, there are certain summers where you have a lot of motorcycle crashes, or where you have a lot of a death, you know, you'll have a death in the Housatonic River from people underestimating the power of the flowing water. And I've been very happy that people have been sufficiently wary of the river. And I would have to guess that because of all the rain that there haven't been as many motorcycles going around. But a lot of car crashes, which is very, very unusual around here. And not all of them are very young people, but I would say that most of them are, which is even more tragic.
And what makes about it, Bob Green, Survive the Drive, talks about the simplest things that can cause a major accident where somebody dies.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Of course, we always think of alcohol and drugs, and I would say it's not clear that that's been a factor
in
most of these. Yeah, but also texting, or just, you know, back in the old days, even when you and I were kids, just being in the car with a bunch of your friends and how distracting that is. Driving is serious business.
Well, it's a full story, and it goes into eight fatal crashes in our area. A lot of young lives, but some senior citizens as well. But just when you see it in print, it makes you really think. And if you're a parent and you've got students that are going out and learning to drive, really have them read the story, because it's just a split-second decision can change your life and somebody's life, else's life forever.
Right.
And then right below it, of course, the sad story, the missing man was found. Who was in that accident in North Canaan,
Right, German Perez, lovely, lovely person. I knew him from the Hotchkiss School, and we've been in contact with the family. It's a very difficult time for them, and I would say they've just held up magnificently as really a tribute to what a great support it is to have family. And we have his obituary on the obituaries page.
Well, the thing about that family that was so amazing is when he didn't arrive home, right away the family
called the police.
Knew something was wrong, because they knew –
He's not. Yeah, one of the cousins I spoke to said he always came. Yeah. He always went from work to home. He never wandered. Like, there are not a lot of people you can say that about.
Yeah, no. Amazing, amazing story and amazing family.
Yeah.
The town of Salisbury now finally has opened it up, and the investigators that will go and investigate the comments and charges against Art Wilkinson, people have a place to go now.
Yes, I believe that if you phone up, there is a location in Salisbury where they're speaking to people that is discreet, and where you can go in and share your story without shame.
This is something I'm really glad to see, and that is the Little Guild has bought in Abigail Cusick, and she is going to be the new executive director.
And it's nice to see with all of our local companies and nonprofits. Apparently, Abigail had been volunteering with them as her predecessor, Justin Vagliano, who'd been a board member. So it's nice when people come in and the company and an organization really looks within and says, hey, this is a person who understands us and loves what we do and is going to be a great leader.
Yeah, so I was really, really glad to see that, that everything has settled down at the Little Guild over the past year.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the interim director who was there. But now bringing in somebody who's so committed to rescue dogs and to helping dogs is really great.
Right, and cats, and everybody will have a chance to meet her this weekend at the Run and Wag 5K.
All right. Now, this is a... Janital, we hope your vocal tones are ready because coming up on October 12th, which is when?
Tomorrow.
Is the candidates' debate for the 64th and 30th district.
That's right. We have four candidates, two for each of those seats, who will be discussing the issues and answering questions. And we have a moderator from the League of Women Voters of Litchfield County, always happy to do this. And, you know, it's really a credit to our candidates. It's hard to do these two offices at once and to have four people. It makes it that much more challenging, but these four candidates are cooperative and really want to be out there for their constituents and put themselves out there. So we're appreciative of that, and we're looking forward to it. Hope everybody comes out to Housatonic Valley Regional High School, room 133.
It's what's interesting, Janet, which impresses me, is in Sharon, when there's a debate and they asked me to put up a debate, we would fill the town hall. And it's the same thing with you. People in this area do care and do show up for these events. And being in room 133, there's room now for almost a couple hundred people.
Right, for a nice crowd, and even for those who can't get there, of course, we will have Marshall there or someone there from CATV and Robin Hood Radio taping and videotaping it. So it will be available right up until the election.
It'll be available on videotape right up until the election on Channel 6 and 252 and also on the website. It'll be on Facebook. And it will also take the audio and put that on the radio several times also before the election. So
that, boy, everybody should be able to access something, you know. But if you can actually come to the event, it makes it that much more real, and you can have your questions answered.
Nothing like seeing candidates answer questions in front of a large crowd. Absolutely nothing like it. It's if you believe in the vote, you'll really see that. There's Nature's Notebook by Tim Abbott.
Speaking of voting, which we have now in our hands, a copy of the ballot, and there are two ballot questions, and one of them Tim explains in great detail. And essentially what it is, it's question number two, should we protect more open space? And I think that all of us here in the Northwest Corner really treasure the open space and the quality of air and water that we have. So do read that article, and he'll explain to you why he feels you should vote a certain way.
And we can't leave out the color picture about the two sizes about the dog.
That's the funniest picture, isn't it? The scarecrows are up in Salisbury from the Fall Festival last weekend, which was magnificent. And Danielle Mailer, the artist, was working with her students at the Salisbury School and had, I think she said, 40 students turn out to help put together this project. And they built two giant papier-mâché sculptures of dogs. And the dogs that came by, because, of course, everybody brings their dogs to the Fall Festival, had the funniest response. My daughter and I were out there, and a golden retriever came by and started barking at the dogs. And Danielle took a photo of a woman who came by and had a French bulldog that looked exactly like one of the dogs. And she said, next year, it's the year of the pig. They're following the Chinese astrological series.
All right. I'll move inside. And Halloween parties in Kent.
Yes, and I also got – so that's the listing there. There's all sorts of stuff going on in Kent, which I haven't heard yet that they're doing the thriller.
I know.
big dance in the center of town, which is fun. But, you know, Kent has got great trick-or-treating no matter what. But also I just got information from the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary, and they will be doing their annual costume judging. So that's coming up as well. And, boy, it's bearing down on us, all this excitement about Halloween.
And on Sunday at the Pancake Breakfast, the Star Wars Stormtroopers return in Sharon.
That's right. That's a big deal. It's one of their big fundraisers of the year, and you can come in costume, and they will too.
All right. Nice story about Steve Blass coming back to the area, speaking to the students of North Canaan Elementary School.
Steve Blass is so famous in lots of ways that people don't even really comprehend. And he is a local guy and grew up in Falls Village, North Canaan, was one of the many baseball stars that have come out of Housatonic Valley Regional High School, went on to be a famous pitcher for the Pirates, is now an on-air announcer for them, but always comes back and remembers the kids and awarded two local baseball players with a prize. And Patrick just adores him, of course, as everybody does, and did a very nice story about him.
All right. Winsted math scores most improved in the state.
Which is a big deal. You know, we tend to sort of feel like, oh, Winsted, it's always, oh, Winsted. But Winsted's doing actually pretty great in a lot of ways, and they're very excited about this uptick in their math scores.
And, of course, the Housatonic Child Care Center has their benefit party coming up this weekend, Janet.
That's right. It really is a lot of fun. It's a wine and beer tasting and a silent auction in partnership with Salisbury Wines. It's on Saturday from 5 to 7 at the Town Grove, which is a beautiful location, too. So go out and support the Child Care Center.
All right. And Principal Ian Shriver of Housatonic is looking for some parent input. That'll be on Monday at 6:30 in room 133 of the high school.
Parents are all encouraged to come. And this is, you know, this relates back to our story on A1 about the fatal crash. It's very hard to figure out what's going on in the community that a lot of high school kids have had these massive, horrible crashes, fatal. So do come and sort of share your observations in, you know, in a calm and productive way with Ian, who's reaching out to find out, like, what's going on? Like, what's the pulse with our kids? What's happening?
All right. The Ellsworth Fire Station celebrated 50 years.
Kim Hofeld sent this wonderful history of... So for those of you who don't know, when you're driving down Route 4 to get toward Goshen or Torrington, that is the area that's called Ellsworth, where the pick-your-own orchard is. And that's one of the remote stations for the fire company. And when you think about it, as you're driving through there, it's a pretty long way from any of the other fire stations if you're in Ellsworth. So in 68, which seems like, well, it literally was a lifetime ago for some of us in this building, is they built a new fire station in Ellsworth, and they're celebrating
this
anniversary
weekend,
this weekend.
All right. Lawyers defended at Tort Museum. The Tort Museum, people don't know, a lot of people don't know about the Tort Museum. It's really a pretty cool place.
Yeah, I know about it. I've never gone. I have to go. It's in Winsted. It was started by Ralph Nader, of course. And it's, you know, lawyers are cool and interesting. And so they had the lawyer who... was the lawyer in the Aaron Brockovich case, which, of course, was made famous by the film with Julie Roberts. And sort of, you know, they're being defensive, as you know, at the Tort Museum, about, because people tend to be kind of mean about lawyers, and as they often are about journalists. So sort of saying, like, hey,
all right,
we're helping you.
And a real thing bad in Kent, their gas station is closing for repairs. And, of course, there's one that we hear that one in Cornwall Bridge might be closing for the same thing. People have to go in Kent into New York State or far away just to get gas for about a month, month and a half. People in Lakeville know all about that.
I have to say, because in Lakeville there's so many other gas stations around, and it was so easy to just go to Millerton and go to the Cumbie. But I'm wondering if people, because, you know, that's such a meeting place in Lakeville, too. Like, really, everybody hangs out there in the morning. If you ever need a contractor, just go to Patco in the morning. And it was closed for quite a while, and it's, you know, it looks great and everything. I'm sure that it made a big difference that they renovated it. But I wonder how long it takes people to get in the habit of going back. But 5 weeks without a gas station in Kent.
Yeah. All right. I want to move on to readying for any contingency in Cornwall.
Yeah, so all sorts of funny little, you know, stories. Cornwall, I would have to say, is one of the towns that talks the most about its emergency planning. And so they've got a new emergency services director and, you know, some new equipment over at the Town Grove.
And pumpkins, pets, and a deliriously good time.
when Patrick starts writing and he wants to be funny, he's just the best. And so he did a really lovely story about, you know, I was out on, I think it was Saturday with my daughter, and we ran into Patrick. I think half of our office was out there that afternoon. It was just a perfect day. It started out kind of overcast and just was beautiful. So if you didn't make it, or if you did make it, it's definitely worth reading his story. He captures it.
And as everybody who went to the Fall Festival knows, the construction has started at Town Hall.
That's right. Actually, somebody, Janet will talk about this, but there's a funny letter about how they didn't, the backhoe didn't quite get its entry to the Scarecrow contest in time.
But might have won.
You never can tell.
Truly scary.
All right. Clayway.
Clayway was a big deal. It's, I think, the sixth annual. There's a lot of, you know, very talented, well-known potters around here. And Deb Alexinas has been writing about it. Allison Palmer from Kent was the one who said, gosh, we really would love some support for this. So we did a nice preview story talking about Allison, talking about Joy Brown. They do this interesting thing every year where all the potters load up this one giant kiln and they all fire together. So the results of that could be seen at the Clayway, and she spent most of the afternoon at Todd Piker's place in Cornwall.
And this is so nice that Robert Parker is having a work of his show being at Norfolk Library. He's 91. He recorded for us here at the radio station. Now listen to this. Over a 3.5-year period, he recorded over 340 one-hour shows of old jazz music. Mm. And we have, that's literally enough to go, well, you see it 52 weeks a year. The man's an amazing man, and on top of that, what he does art-wise and music-wise is amazing. The guy's just amazing.
He's one of those people that you hear about all the time. People are like, oh, Robert Andrew Parker, and you're like, oh, yeah. And then pretty soon you're like, who is this guy? And then you finally meet him, and you're like, wow, he is incredible.
He plays drums, he does incredible art, and his music knowledge is just phenomenal.
And he's super fun and really friendly and nice, and he also, his work, I'm embarrassed to say, I never saw his work until this year at the Rose Algrant show. And it's like Ralph Steadman, it's world-class work. It's really beautiful. And I believe there's also a show of his work coming up at the D.M. Hunt Library, but there is a show up now in Norfolk. And it's a shame for all of us who missed the opening because he is super duper fun, but he also is at the Interlaken once a week performing with his jazz band.
All right, and the Salisbury Forum, the story on that.
That's right, Leon Graham, who is no longer on the board of the Salisbury Forum after having served his time. He wrote a nice article about Tom Nichols, a lifelong conservative, who's saying you should vote for the Democrats. So if you want to find out what that's all about, come to the Salisbury Forum.
And Sharon, once again at Christchurch, following up on after we had the big car concourse, they did their animals.
Yeah, they have that beautiful, grassy area out there, and they take advantage of it. And so you've got Pastor Peg out there, and you've got the Reverend Elizabeth Cranswee, and lots of beautiful children and beautiful animals, and a horse and a goat, and a very funny story by Lance Christensen.
And they have a beautiful memorial area for pets there, too.
Oh,
as well. It really is, yeah.
That's a lovely church.
All right. Well, and there is Amy Wynn in her new role in our tri-state region.
I remember years ago when Amy Wynn first moved to the area, and she was doing a lot of volunteer work for nonprofits and had come from Long Island where she was a professional. And I would read her press releases and things that she would send us, and I would call her up and I'd say, who are you? These are so good. So then she was the founding member of the Northwest Council on the Arts, which is part of the Torrington Chamber of Commerce, and has left there after many, many years and really building that up into something quite substantial and to be proud of. And she's now working with Alan Graystick at the American Mural Project, which also is something quite substantial and something to be proud of.
All right. I want to move on to a couple of stories on page A9. First of all, the Kent Pumpkin Run is coming up. That's
a big run. That's the most fun run. And everybody dresses up in costume, yeah. And no matter what the weather, it's always worth coming out. It's really, really the best. But also, if you're a cyclist, all my friends who are bicyclists, I sent them this. In Norfolk, there's going to be a tour of the forest. You can go up to the Great Mountain Forest, but you do need to have a mountain bike, and that's the 27th.
And there's plans at the YMCA to expand a lot of their programs.
That's right. I was invited, I don't know why, to a beautiful breakfast of about 50 people, and it was nice. They kind of said, we're the YMCA. We do a lot of stuff in the community. What would you like us to do? Here's some things that we were thinking about. How can we all do that together, which I thought was nice. And then they said, by the way, the very popular gym there, which is quite tiny, small but mighty, is they're looking at expanding it because it's become such a popular program, which I would say I didn't see that one coming, but that's going to be pretty amazing.
All right, let's go on to the opinion page. We'll start off with the editorial first, Janet.
Right, which is short but meaningful. We talk about the role of emergency responders in the worst of times. And, Cynthia has that excellent article on the 8 accidents that have occurred that caused so much heartbreak and difficulty in families' lives, and these first responders are the ones who come out and help and figure things out in the worst moments. So for that, we are appreciative, and we talk about that in relation to a couple of the accidents specifically.
And of course, there's lots of letters.
Not only on
local elections, but on a lot of different issues.
A lot of different issues, which we are so appreciative of the fact that we have readers who really want to share their thoughts this way. Not a lot of newspapers get this many letters anymore, and it is just fascinating to see what our readers are thinking. I have to apologize. We always try to get all the letters we get in every week, but this week we just couldn't. We didn't have the space. So three of the letters will go in next week, and we'll start all over again. But thank you for all these thoughts, and everyone should read these letters. You learn a lot just by seeing what your neighbors think.
And I am cutting out the Peter Steiner cartoon this week and hanging it up in my house.
Because it is. And I hope you also read the Carol Asher piece on A Nice Country for Well-Heeled White Men, and Dick Ollis's piece on melancholy and the race for governor. But Peter's cartoon, just in a nutshell, he's so good.
It teaches you a lesson. It's for young and old.
Yes.
Two men sitting in the table with drink. You're darn right, I'm angry. My reputation has been ruined by my behavior.
Right.
I just love it. And that is going to be go right next to my bear cartoon that's sort of hanging up in my house.
You're right. We should all think about that every day before we, behave.
Should be taught from your time you're 5 years old until the time you're 95 years old.
Exactly.
It'll avoid a lot of what happened over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
All right, the health page.
Oh, yes. Gosh, I just flew right by there. I was reading the what have I got on there? Oh, I've got a excellent story from Leela Hawken about Medicare coming up. And I believe there's also another talk coming up at Nova Horizons, and I don't have the date on that. I apologize. But Leela Hawken, nice presentation by Amanda Halley, and explaining sort of what you need to think about, because every year they change it slightly, so it's always good to find out. Read her article, but there's also seminars coming up at other places. We've got the flu vaccine clinics coming up, and we have a good talk. There's something called long-term care that you can purchase, and it's one of those things like health savings accounts it's changed a lot through the years, and I'm not completely sure that we all understand what it is yet, but they're going to explain it down in Kent at the Memorial Library.
All right, now we've got about 2 minutes for Compass.
So we have a nice big fat Compass, and Leanne Graham reviewing The Glass Menagerie, which is at Barrington Stage Company, which he just loved, and he does this very glowing, very beautiful, as Leanne sometimes does, educational explanation of The Glass Menagerie and why he loves it. And three photo shows coming up, including one with work by fan favorite Laszlo Gyorcik and also Avery Danziger, Sharon resident, who's got family down in North Carolina that had been impacted by Hurricane Florence. So it's a fundraising show. Money raised to the show will go there. And then Tom Blagden, again, three very beloved local photographers, all beautiful work. Find out where their shows are going to be. Leanne reviewing a show by Jeanette Montgomery Barron, my friend, and her at her husband James Barron's gallery. And that's really one of the most lovely marriages. And he just adores her. And her work is so beautiful. She's very quiet and she's very peaceful, and her work is very still. And she's very self-effacing, as Leon says. So she has this mirror, and she just takes this mirror around her all over the world while she travels, and she does these beautiful photos and does interesting things in the processing of the prints. And then she met a woman who's the granddaughter of one of the great Venetian glassmakers. And there's just a similarity. And James, who really is, he loves to make connections. And he looked at the work and he said, these two artists' work enrich each other. So if you go to the gallery, he's arranged them in such a way that you look at them and you're like, oh, yeah. One's three-dimensional, one's two-dimensional, but they really together are extraordinary. A funny story from Lynn Kircher, who is a great writer and also an artist and married to an artist, and had worked for Jasper Johns for many years. And so now she's sharing some of her expertise with us. And just the funniest story on Pez dispensers, a perfect story as Halloween is coming up, although I looked into buying Pez dispensers for trick-or-treaters. They're actually pretty expensive. So that is not happening.
$12,000, I'll say no more.
That's right. For collectible, forget it. Make sure it's in perfect shape if you get one. But who knew? I've been down to Orange, Connecticut a million times because it's on my way to the IKEA store in New Haven. But there is a Pez museum, and that's where the factory is, and all Pez is made there. Emily Gates, the wonderful Emily Gates, does a preview of Little White Lie, which is the most interesting, complex movie about this young girl whose mother had an affair with a black man and had a daughter who was, when you look at the photo, not exactly dark-skinned, but, not so different from her parents that it was an issue until at a certain point in her life she kind of went, something's not right here. And then a lot of family secrets came out, and this is a true story, and everybody who's seen it has just said it's incredible. Sophia Kaufman, I'm so proud of her. I just want to put in a little plug for our internship program. Sophia Kaufman came to us in high school and was always lovely and always talented and just kept coming back year after year and just would get better and better and smarter and took advantage of a wonderful program that the Columbia Journalism professor Sandy Padway offered to our interns last year. And she's learned so much. And when I read this review from her, I forget that she was ever our little Sophia. It's just the most wonderful review. It's A Star is Born, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. She brings a lot of wisdom to her review of it, and apparently it's a wonderful movie. Everybody's speaking very highly of it, and a classic movie that's been made four times, but this brings something to it, she says.
And you're out of time.
But thank you.
Got everything we could in, but there's still more.
Yes.
So don't miss it.
There's the calendar. Buy it.
TriCornerNews.com or also on Facebook. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you so much.
That is This Week in the Lakeville Journal here on Robin Hood Radio.